time is this fulfilled? As you know, when we make Kiddush, first we mention the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos. We do so al hakos, together with the kos shel bracha, and also the Gemara tells us in Erech and Daf Mem Amud Beis that hamavaret sar shigito, we partake, we drink from the kos shel bracha as well. Which of these elements is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush ben HaTorah? We begin with Zechira Shabbos Kedvarim, just through expression. The next step is Zocher Ahayayim. And the third step is Hamavarat Sar Shiitam, drinking the wine. And indeed, you find three different views in the Rishonim as to what is the mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah. Most Rishonim are of the opinion. This is what Tosfos writes in Atzugim Shavuos Daf Chaf and Nazar and Daf Dalet. This is what the Rambam writes in Perek Chof Tesef of Shabbos. This is what we assume Lahalacha and Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Kiddush B'dvarim is min HaTorah. Everything else is only Drabbanan. Any need for Yayin, certainly what the Gemara tells us, any need to be towing, to drink from the Kol Shel Bracha, all of that is only Midrabbanan. Midaraisa, mentioning the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos, that is considered to be sufficient, Zechiras Dvarim. This is what we'll soon see, leads many Achronim to assume, the Magen Avram, the Dogon Mevavan, Reishayin Aleph, that perhaps you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush, not when you come and make Kiddush, when you daf in Mariv, Ata Kiddushes Yom HaShvi'i Shmecha, even though Tfilas Arvus is only Rishus, but by reciting that Tfilah you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush itself. This is one Shita. The Shita of Tosus, the Shita of the Rambam, Kiddush B'dvarim is indeed Min HaTorah. The other extreme is found in that Sugya Nazir Daf Gimel Beis. Rashi is really not the Pirish Rashi as we know in Nazir, but it's referred to as the Mefaresh. But if you look in the Mefaresh in Nazir, Gimel Beis, on the blot of the Gemara, there the Mefaresh writes a very great Kiddush. A Nazir, is he obligated or is he allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush? The Gemara says the following. The Torah tells us regarding Nazir, Yayin v'shecher Yazir, Le'eser alav yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus. A nazir is not merely forbidden to take a casual drink. He can't even drink yayin of mitzvah. The Gemara says, Ma'inu, what is an example of drinking yayin shal mitzvah? Obviously, kidusha va'adalta. The Gemara asks, Mushba v'yomei mehar sinayu. How do you read that line of the Gemara? The Mefarish explains as follows. Drinking the wine of Kiddush. Mushba v'yomei mehar sinayu. That's part of the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. And therefore, a nazir must drink the wine of Kiddush. Very great Kiddush. That means that ti'ima is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush to the extent that that is not included in nazirus. A nazir cannot casually be toim yayin, but the yayin of Kiddush, mushva v'yomeit mehar sinayim. And Tosus comments that can't be what the Gemara means. In fact, Tosus interprets the Gemara in the opposite fashion. You quoted a pasuk, Yayin v'shecher yazir, to tell me that a nazir cannot drink yayin of mitzvah. And what is that? Kiddush. Mushba v'yomei mehar sinayim, him Tosus writes. Do you mean to say that drinking the wine of Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah, that we require a pasuk to tell us that a nazir cannot partake? Of course a nazir cannot partake. Drinking the wine of Kiddush is not an inherent part of the mitzvah, and therefore, even without any pasuk whatsoever, it is so obvious that a nazir cannot drink the wine of Kiddush. What Tosfos assumes is so obvious from the Mefarish writes and the Gimel Beis that a nazir indeed drinks the wine of Kiddush. This is an extreme shita that you find in the Rishonim. That not only is Kiddush midaraisa, but Kiddush al hayayin is daraisa, and some ti'ima drinking is necessary min HaTorah. And then Tosfos offers a third shita, and that is perhaps Kiddush al hayayin is min HaTorah, the need to have a kol shel bracha, zachrel hayayin, but hamavarat sar shiito, any te'ima, any drinking, that is only midrabanan. Three different shitas in the Rishonim. The shita that we assume halacha Kiddush b'dvarim is daraisa, only step one. The shita of Tosfos, step two, Kiddush al hayayin is daraisa. The shita of the Mefarish and Nazir Daf Gimel, even step three, drinking the wine, hamavarak sar shiitom, that also is a mitzvah min HaTorah. As mentioned, we assume a halacha like the first shita, like the primary view in Tosfos, like the shita of the Chinuch in mitzvah lamed aleph, the shita of the Rambam in Perek Chof Tes, that Kiddush is bidvarim, any need for anything else, that is only a din drabanan. If you look in Tosfos really,
The Tosfos Reader is found twice in Pesachim, on Daf Kuvav, and also on Daf Kuf Yudalid. Tosfos Reader suggests a fascinating nafkamina lehalacha. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. Is there a mitzvah of Ochel HaMaisa, Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Is there a mitzvah of Kiddush? After all, Yom Kippur also is referred to as a day of Shabbos. And if there is a mitzvah of Zechir HaShabbos, Zochir Yom HaShabbos Takadsha, maybe this extends even when it comes to Yom Kippur as well. Tosfos writes the following Kiddush. This should hinge on this issue. If you assume that Kiddush is fulfilled min HaTorah merely with Dvarim and Dvarim alone, it's the Rambam Shita. Nothing more is necessary. No yayin, no drinking. Why shouldn't there be a mitzvah of Kiddush Bidvarim? Even on Kol Nidre night, on Yom Kippur as well, and that is exactly what the Tosfos Reader assumes, a great Kiddush. Of course there's a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Because any need for anything else other than Dvarim is only Drabanam. That obviously doesn't apply, but the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush is binding even on Yom Kippur. Tosfos Reader writes the following Kiddush, when you daven Marib Kol Nidre night, you must have in mind the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush is not limited merely to Shabbos. It applies in Yom Kippur as well. And the second view of Tosfos Reader is no. Kiddush midaraisa requires more than Dvarim. The Gemara will tell us in Pesachim Adav Kuf Amud Aleph that Kiddush, as you know, must be b'makom Suda, some link between Kiddush and Suda Shabbos. That's how we assume the halacha, Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. Is that daraisa or is that darabanan? Tosfos Reader quotes one view that Kiddush b'makom Suda is a mitzvah daraisa. If you need Suda or you need Yayin, then you cannot envision a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. But if you assume, as we do the halacha, that no, Kiddush v'dvarim is all indeed that is necessary, in such an instance there is a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush even on Yom HaKippurim itself. An important Kiddush. You daven Marib, Kol Nidre night, you mention the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom HaKippurim. Not only are you fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah, but through that you are fulfilling a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. Even if this is true lahalacha, that Kiddush min haTorah, as Genshin we assume, does not require yayin, does not require te'ima, but rather zechiras dvarim, is it so simple that the mitzvah of Kiddush is fulfilled when a person will daven marib? That's the assumption of Magen Avraham and the note of Yehudim Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. If you don't need Suda, and you don't need Yayin, and there's no need to drink, you fulfill the mitzvah when you daven Marid. Is that so obvious? Why could one perhaps object and argue that no, maybe Marid is insufficient? The Minchasina writes in Mitzvah Lavan Aleph the following. The Gemara tells us elsewhere, Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that the Torah tells us when it comes to Kiddush, Zochar Yisrael HaShabbos L'Kadshim. We're obligated to remember the day of Shabbos. And of course, there's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'man Tizkor, Yom Seischa, Meretz Yisrael, Kol Yimei Chayecha. The Gemara has the following drasha, Zerah Shava. Zochar Shabbos, Tizkor Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayom. When we make Kiddush, we recite Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not incidental. The Gemara says that's the Gzeirah Shavah. Zechira Shabbos and Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim must go hand in hand. After all, if I were to ask you, why do we observe Shabbos? The Torah tells us in Aseret Dibros two very different reasons for observance of Shabbos. After all, in Shmos and Parshas Yisro, why is it that we observe Shabbos? Kisheshes Yamim. Shabbos commemorates Bria Shamayim Varetz. In V'yaschan and Dvarim Hei, the Torah says, why is it that we observe Shabbos? Ever Ha'isa B'Mitzrayim. Shabbos is a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Tosfos, in fact, in that Sugya, Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the top Tosfos quotes a very great Kiddush. What is the source of all malacha on Shabbos? What is the basis of Lamed Tes Malachos? We're used to assuming what the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Malachas HaMishkan. Tosfos writes the following Kiddush. If the purpose of Shabbos is to commemorate our Cheirus, that we're no longer Avodim, we refrain on Shabbos from doing any type of avoda that an Eved would have to do serving his Adam. And therefore, Tosfos writes, the avodas parech, that indeed Bnei Yisrael had to do when they were avodin to Paro in Mitzrayim, those were lamites malachos, and that is a manifestation of our cheirus. As the Tosfos writes, Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Tosas even talks in the Matria, but this is what Tosas writes, and Dav Kuf Yud Zayin, that Parech, using the Adbash, the correspondence of the first half Aleph Beis and the last half Aleph Beis, therefore Parech corresponds to Lamed Tes, that is the basis of Lamed Tes Malachos. This is what Tosas writes. This is the commemoration of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Shabbos. So therefore, it's not coincidental at all, but we're obligated to incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim into our Kiddush. And therefore, Menchasino, the Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, raises the following question. Where do you find a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim when it comes to Kiddush? In Shabbos Shmon Esrei, we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. On Yom Tov we do. If indeed you should assume that Kiddush is Min HaTorah not only on Shabbos, but even on Yom Tov, then one could argue on the Yom Tov Shmon Esrei, then you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush when you daven Maariv, because you mention the Kedusha Sayyam as well as Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or, for example, what if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos? Then we have a Shmon Esrei, that we mention Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or, as I mentioned a few moments ago, Kol Nidrei Night. We mention the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur, and we also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are models where a Shmon Esrei entails both elements, Kedusha Siyam and Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Menchas Chinuch writes on the typical Shmon Esrei on El Shabbos, we mention Shabbos, we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the Menchas Chinuch questions, even if you assume that there's no need for Yayin, even if you assume that there's no need to drink from a kosher bracha, nonetheless, the mitzvah is not fulfilled by davening Maariv, because you have to mention Shabbos together with Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, and that is only done in the Nusach of Kiddush and not in Nusach of Tefillah. That's the heart of Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. The fact that one fulfills, possibly, the Mitzvah Min HaTorah of Kiddush with Davening, against the Menchas Chinuch, but like the Magen Avraham, like the No de Yehuda, also gives rise to another fascinating issue. You know, the Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Mabeis, discusses the machlokas tum beisilo beishalayim. What is the order of Kiddush? We're obligated to recite the Birkas Hayayin, the Borek Yerabavim, and we're obligated to recite the next bracha, the bracha of Kedusha Sayyam. Which indeed is first? We assume, obviously, like the Shita of Beisilo, first to recite the bracha of Hayayin, followed by Kedusha Sayyam, but beishalayim maintain that the opposite is true. First Kedusha Sayyam, followed by the bracha of Borek Yerabavim. When the Gemara discusses in that Sugyan Brachos Nun Aleph, what is the machlokas between Beisilo Beis Shammai? The Gemara gives the following possibilities, the following svara. For example, maybe one should argue as Beisilo maintains Todah B'Shino Todir Todir Kodem. If a person has two brachos to recite, one is more frequent, the other is less. Therefore, that which is most frequent precedes the other bracha. Berachas Hayayin is a more common bracha as opposed to Kiddush Hayom, and therefore Tadar B'Shem Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Beishami disagrees and comments the book. The whole reason we're reciting Kiddush is to underscore the Kiddush of Shabbos, and therefore begin with the Kiddush of Shabbos, and then follow with the bracha of Borei Pir Gafen. The Pnei Shuan Natsugi, Brachos Daf Nun Aleph, and the Noda B'Yehuda in Tzlach, raises the following kasha. The Gemara says Saras, Tadir B'Shem Tadir, or the Gemara says that no, that is the Kedusha Shayom of Shabbos, that is what brings about, what causes the Birchos Yayin to be recited. Can't I suggest another possibility? If indeed Kedusha Shayom is a mitzvah d'araisa, and any need for Yayin is only a din d'rabbanan, so therefore, look, if you have two halves of Kiddush, one which is absolutely min HaTorah, as Tosas, the Rambam, the Chinuch, assume, that's our halach, Reishayin Aleph. And Yayin is only a din, Darabanan. So therefore, if you have two elements, one Daraisa, one Darabanan, wouldn't it make sense that the element Daraisa should come first? And therefore, why doesn't Beis Shammai say that the reason I maintain the first Kedusha Sayyam, followed by Bar Pi Agafen, is because first Daraisa, then Darabanan? And how is it possible that Beisilo says, Tadir Rishenu Tadir? If you have two mitzvos, one which is Daraisa, one which is Darabanan, is that so simple that we should apply the principle of Tadir? Why not argue that that which is a mitzvah Daraisa takes precedence over that which is only Darabanan? Interesting Kiddush. That's the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua and the note that Yehuda raised, they both answer with the following. Wait a second. If indeed Kiddush Daraisa is only Bidvarim, so when did you fulfill the mitzvah? When you daven the Maariv. So therefore the mitzvah Daraisa has already been completed. That's already been fulfilled. When you come home from shul, and now you're reciting both brachos, both of them now are only Darabanan, because the mitzvah Daraisa you recited when you daven the Maariv. And therefore the Gemara doesn't say, one is min ha-Torah, one is derabanan, and therefore the Gemara uses the other reasons of Todir, for example, in order to determine that Birchas Hayayin comes first. That's the Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua and Oda B'Yehuda. The reason the Gemara does not introduce Daraisa versus derabanan is because the mitzvah Daraisa is already fulfilled when you daven Maariv. But if that's true, you know what the Oda B'Yehuda writes? We don't assume this by halacha. But Oda B'Yehuda writes a pretty fascinating Chiddush. Women are obligated in Kiddush, no? That's sugya, brachos dafchav, shavuos and dafchav. What we sing in the Chadodi, zachav v'shamra v'dibur echad nemru. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Let's assume, for example, a woman is making Kiddush. Let's assume the woman didn't daven Maariv. Therefore, she now is reciting two brachos. The bracha of Kiddush is daraisa, the berachas emoli drabanam, the tzlach writes in brachos dafnun aleph, if a woman is making Kiddush, and she did not daven Maariv, then everybody agrees. You follow the practice of Beis Shammai, first the second bracha, the Kedusha Sayam, followed by Birchas HaGefen. That's the Chiddush that the Oda B'Yehuda writes, because the only reason we don't is because of our practice of davening Maariv and thereby fulfilling the mitzvah in HaTorah. You know who disagrees with this Chiddush? The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Beis. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Beis is not discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush. There the Shagas Aryeh discusses the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But the Shagasari is bothered by a similar question. Kriya Shema, we assume that Allah is a mitzvah daraisa. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Machlokas between Shmuel and Chacham and the Brachos and the Chof Aleph. But we assume that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Not the theme for today's shir, but you can imagine many different views in the Rishonim. Four different shittas in the Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Min ha-Torah. Is it the first pasuk? Or the first parsha, or the second parsha, even the third parsha, which elements of Kriya Shema are midaraisa, which are only derabanan. So Shagasari is bothered by the following. The Gemara asks in Brachos Nafid Gimel that Lama Kadam. Why is it that we first recite what we call the first parsha of Kriya Shema, the parsha of Shema V'Ahavta, and only afterwards do we recite the parsha of V'Hoyim Shamo? Why is that the order of the Kriya Shema? So the Gemara says it's very reasonable. The first theme of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. That's Shema Yisrael V'Ahavta. Then we proceed with Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvah. So it's very reasonable that that parsha is first Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, followed by Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvah. So the Pichadosh raises the following issue. There are Rishonim that clearly maintain that the first parsha of Kriya Shema is Min HaTorah. Everything else is only Rabbanan. But the Chiddush writes that's Rashi Shita. Because the Rashi in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, the Beis Amid Aleph, bothered by the very common problem. You daven very often Maariv early. So how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? What is Rashi's answer? Kriya Shema Lamita. What's Tosus' Kasha? Only one Parsha. We don't normally recite all three Parshas in Kriya Shema Lamita. So how can you argue your Yotze with Kriya Shema Lamita? After all, it's only a single Parsha. So Pichadosh points out that Rashi Shit is that Kriya Shema HaTorah is only Parsha Rishona. And everything else one could be Yotze even earlier, even before Seisa Kochavim. But it's clear that there are Rishonim that maintain that the first Pasuk or first Parsha is Daraisa, and the rest of Kriya Shema is only Darabanan. So couldn't one raise the same question? If this is so, if Rashi Shita is that the second parsha is only Drabanan, and the first is Daraisa, and yet the Gemara asks, Lama Kadma, why does Vahafta precede Vahayim Shamoa? Why doesn't the Gemara simply answer that the first parsha is Daraisa, and the second parsha is only Drabanan? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara again introduces a thematic reason. Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, Kabbalah Samitzvos. Why not just state Lalacha? That the mitzvah daraisa precedes the mitzvah derabanan. So the Shagasari in Siman Beis writes, it's because this principle is not true. When a person fulfills a mitzvah, and there are different elements to the mitzvah, And Element Daraisan, Element Rabbanon, Shavasari writes, there is no such halacha that the mitzvah Daraisa must precede the elements that are only Drabbanon. And therefore the Gemara doesn't give that reason. The Gemara says, Kabbalah Samalfu Shamayim precedes Kabbalah Samitzvos. And what's the raya that the Shagasari brings in Siman Beis? Kiddush. That's his raya. Because after all, Borei Pri Hagafen is only Drabbanon. Kiddush Sayom is a mitzvah Daraisa. And yet the Gemara wants to know, why is it that the bracha Borei Pri Hagafen comes first and Kiddush Sayom is second? And the Gemara doesn't tell us that one is Daraisa, one is Drabbanon, because that is irrelevant. The exact opposite of the comment of the Pnei Yeshua and that of the Tzlach and the Sigin Brachos and Daf Nanam. So these are the various views that you find in the Rishonim. What is Kiddush Daraisa? What indeed is Kiddush Drabbanon? And as mentioned, we assume the halacha like Rov Rishonim Kiddush Bidvarim is Daraisa, and this is relevant as mentioned Konidre Night in Mitzvah Kiddush Min HaTorah Ezra. What is the purpose of Kiddush? A mitzvah of Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. What is it that we do when a person makes Kiddush, fulfilling this mitzvah Min HaTorah? Here, if you look at the Rambam, Berachot Tesef of HaShabbos, the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, it would appear that they have a very different understanding of the essence of this mitzvah of Kiddush. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. Zochrei Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho means Zochreihu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. The Rambam writes, what is the purpose of the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush? Zochreihu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. A person is obligated to be Meshabeach, to extol the Kiddush HaSayom of the day of Shabbos. That's the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zechira Shevach, a person must praise, must extol, one must expand upon the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos itself. And that is the mitzvah of Kiddush. If you look in the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, the Ramban explains it very differently. What does it mean, Zochris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho? What is the key word that describes the essence of the mitzvah? The Ramban writes, Zochor, no, Zechira Shevach V'Kiddush. You know what the Ramban writes? L'kadsho. What does l'kadsho mean? To be mekadesh deyom. Just like, for example, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Bezdin, Knesset Yisrael, is mekadesh HaChodesh. Just as the Ramban writes, when it comes to Yovel, v'kidashtem, eshnas hachamishim shana, we're obligated to be mekadesh, to infuse Kedusha into that day. The Ramban writes, that's the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush as well. Is the purpose of Kiddush just simply to describe, to extol the character of Shabbos? Or is it to be mikadesh b'yom? Now the Gemara does tell us in Beit Zadav Yud Zayim et Aleph the following. There's a marked difference between the Kiddush of Shabbos as opposed to that of Yantiv. Yantiv, we always recite a bracha of mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. That's very reasonable. Who are the ones who are mikadesh Yantiv? Knesset Yisrael. Yantif is fixed based on a calendar date, in which case, therefore, it's up to Knesset Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, to determine when, in fact, Rosh Chodesh will arrive, and therefore, in turn, when indeed it will be Yantif. Mikadesh Yisrael Hazmani. What about Shabbos? Shabbos is Mikadesh Yisrael? No. The bracha is Mikadesh HaShabbos. The Gemara tells us the Kedush Hashem of Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. It is fixed, it is set. It doesn't require any form of Kiddush Bezdin. On Yantif, I could understand that there is a role that Knesset Yisrael plays in being Mekadesh, the Kiddush HaSayom. Does that apply when it comes to Shabbos? The Kiddush of Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. It is something which is fixed. It is set. And therefore, in what sense is the mitzvah of Kiddush to be Mekadesh the Yom of Shabbos? So I'll give you a couple of fascinating models. Let's assume, for example, an animal that is a bechor. A person has an animal that now gives birth, right? It is its firstborn. That animal now, as a bechor, has an inherent kedusha. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel kedusha mirechem, an inherent kedusha. Good. If I do nothing, the animal still has a kedushas bechor, but nonetheless. Mitzvah l'hakadisha. I am supposed to declare that this is indeed a Bechor. Bechor serves as a fascinating model that even if the Kedusha is already in existence, there is still a mitzvah of mitzvah l'hakadisha. A person should nonetheless declare, Harei Zeh Bechor. I'll give you another model, right? In areas of Dinim Amanos as well, the conclusion of the Shvi'is year cancels debts. The Mordechai is bothered in the fourth paragraph of Gittin by the following. The Gemara has the following drasha, Vezeh Devar Hashmita. Devar we usually interpret to mean the theme, but yet Chazal often understand Devar means Milashon Dibur. What does that mean? That the Malv is obligated to say, Mishamit Ani Bach. Even though it's true, the Mordechai writes that the Shvi Yisir automatically cancels the debt, nonetheless, the Malv is obligated to state explicitly, Mishamit Ani Bach, I hereby cancel any indebtedness, any money that indeed is owed. The Mordechai raises the following question. If this process is automatic, that conclusion of the Shvi Yisir will indeed cancel, why is it necessary to say, Mishamit Ani Bach? The Mordechai writes, it's similar to Bechor. Even though a person has a Bechor whose Kedusha is Mirechem, nonetheless, mitzvah l'hakadusha. This, according to the Ramban, is the purpose of Kiddush on Shabbos. Even though it is true that the Kedusha of Ka Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima, it is fixed, it is set, but nonetheless, mitzvah l'hakadusha. But a very different understanding of Kiddush than that of the Ramban. The Rambam writes the very purpose of Shabbos is Zochriya Zechira Shevach. That is the mitzvah of Zechira of Shabbos. And yet the Rambam writes that no, it is a mitzvah lahakdisha. Fascinating Kiddush. Are there any differences between these two views? That of the Rambam Shita, Zochriya Zechira Shevach the Kiddush, or mitzvah lahakdisha? Perhaps there are other issues that are also relevant to our question. Let me ask you the following. Havdalah. Is Havdalah mitzvah d'araisa? Or is Havdalah mitzvah d'rabbanan? Fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that Havdalah is min ha-Torah, and others maintain that's not true. The Rambam is explicit in Perachot Tesef of Shabbos that the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is not only b'chnisaso, but also b'tziyaso when Shabbos departs, a mitzvah d'araisa of Havdalah. Others are Chos Chaim, Rabbi Natan maintain that's not true. Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa. Havdalah is only a mitzvah. D'rabbanan. Many differences lahalacha as to whether indeed Havdalah is d'araisa, Havdalah is d'rabbanan. The very end of Siman Reish Tzarivah. Our Chos Chaim discusses, this is what the Ramah quotes, whether women are obligated in Havdalah. Maybe that's a difference. We normally assume that that type of mitzvah should be a Zman Gram, and women are exempt. But the Gemara has a special pasuk to obligate women in Kiddush, Zafra B'Shamar, that means women are obligated in Zachar Sema Shabbos Lakadsha. The Rambam writes that Zachar not only includes Kiddush, it even extends to Havdalah as well, and therefore the Rambam writes that women are obligated in Havdalah. If you assume this is not true, that Havdalah is not included in Zechira Shabbos at all, then one could question, are women obligated or exempt from Havdalah? The Aruch Chos Chaim writes Havdalah is Drabanan. It's not included in Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lakadsha, and furthermore, therefore, women are exempt from Havdalah because it's similar to other examples of mitzvah Sheshazman Grama that Nashim Pturos. That's what the Rama writes in the very end of Reish Sarivav, Alkein Lo Yavdilu Nashim Ma'atzman Eli Yishma Min Ha'anashim. Therefore, ideally, women do not make Havdalah themselves. They should hear it from a man. If that cannot be done, then and only then they recite the Havdalah. One difference. Whether Havdalah is indeed Daraisa Drabanan, are women obligated in Havdalah? So the Rambam maintains Havdalah is Daraisa. That Lechor is linked to our issue as well. If you understand the mitzvah of Kiddush, of Zochreyu Zechira Shevach, extol the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos, one could certainly argue, as the Rambam does, that this applies Bichnisaso to Vietziyaso. One is obligated to do it as Shabbos begins, and one does so when Shabbos is about to depart, to set aside, to offset Shabbos from the rest of the days of the week. LaHavdol bein kodesh l'chol. But if you argue Havdalah is mitzvah l'hakdisha, it's a mitzvah to kadesh the yom of Shabbos, I understand fully that this applies b'chnisaso. But there should be a mitzvah b'yitziyaso. Is there ever such an obligation to mekadesh hayom b'yitziyaso? When it comes to Yov, when it comes to Shemitah, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Yantiv, certainly not. The Kiddush Bezdin is to pronounce that the day now has arrived, but not that the day it will soon depart. And therefore, if you maintain as the Rambam does, or Kriyas Zechira Shevach, you understand very well how the Rambam will argue that Kiddush and Havdalah are min HaTorah. That fits in beautifully with the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah of Kiddush. It can embrace Havdalah, but not according to the view of the Ramban. Or I'll tell you the following interesting Kiddush. We all know that one is not allowed to eat or drink before making Kiddush. That applies on Kiddush on Lel Shabbos. What about Kiddush during the day of Shabbos? We refer to as Kiddush HaRabbah. Is there an Isser of eating or drinking before one makes Kiddush? You daven, right? You're going to make Kiddush in a short period of time. Is it indeed the case that I can't eat or drink until I make Kiddush? The Rambam writes in Perachaptesef of the Shabbos that yes, there's Nisra of Achil and Shtia, even before Kiddush. That is what we assume, Chumra l'Halacha. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid writes that no, when the Chachamim speak of an Isra, Achil or Shtia before Kiddush, it's before the Kiddush, Anel Shabbos. The Kiddush that we recite during the day of Shabbos, there's no Isser of Te'ima, no Isser of Achila. What is the purpose of that Kiddush? That Kiddush is simply to be Koveya the Suda Amayayin. We enhance the Suda Shabbos, we do so with the Kosho Bracha, but that's not real Kiddush. And therefore one cannot assume that the halachos of Kiddush, such as the Isser of Achila and Shtia, extends to Kiddush HaRabbah as well. So the Rambam writes that of course there's an issur of eating and drinking before, and the Ravid disagrees. What apparently is that machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid? How do you understand the Kiddush that we recite during the day of Shabbos? Is that really a form of Kiddush? Or should we argue no? We'll enhance the Shabbos Suda by incorporating Yayin, Kviyas HaSuda Al HaYayin, but that is not really the mitzvah of Kiddush at all. This machlokas is addressed by one of the Rishonim, the Maharam Chalava, in Psochim and Dav Kuvot. Maharam Chalava cites this shita, that one is not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush, even during the day of Shabbos. And Maharam Chalava writes, this cannot be. And he poses the following question. Heichan matzinu b'kiddush bezdin laila v'yom. That's the Kashanam Chalav. Where do you see an act of Kiddush Bezdin twice during the night and then again during the day? When Bezdin is Makadish the Chodesh, do so twice? Certainly not. When Bezdin is Makadish Yovel twice? Only once. So therefore, what do you mean there's a mitzvah of Kiddush twice on Shabbos, at night and during the day? Heichan matzinu Kiddush Bezdin, Laila v'yom. And therefore, Am Chalav writes, the mitzvah of Kiddush is once on Shabbos, and we fulfill that at night. Repetition of Kiddush is just simply to establish the Suda Shabbos al Hayayin, but it's not Midinah Kiddush. And if it's not really technically a form of Kiddush, therefore there's no Isra of Achila or Shtia prior to Kiddush during the day of Shabbos. If that's the kasha against the Rambam Shita, so I'll tell you then the following teretz. And the Rambam argues, that's not the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is Kiddush Bezdin? Certainly not. The mitzvah of Kiddush is Zochreinu Zechira Shevach B'Kiddush, to extol the Kiddusha Sayom of Shabbos. In which case, even though min HaTorah, all that is necessary is to do it once on Shabbos, nonetheless, Midrabanan, the Chachamim insisted one should do so not only b'layla, but do so b'yom as well. But the Kiddush during the day of Shabbos is also a form of Zochreihu Zechiras Shevach v'Kiddush. It's not mitzvah hadrisha, and therefore the Rambam writes that even Kiddush HaRabbah has elements of Kiddush, whereas Ram Chalava writes that cannot be Kiddush, because there's no Kiddush Bezdin
Balaylo Uvayom, and therefore it is Koveya, the Suda Shabbos Alayayim, but no more. That links with the very essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Is it Zochreo Zechira Shevach Bekiddush, or as the Ramban writes, is it considered to be that which is mitzvah Lishon? This machlokas, the Rambam and the Raivin, whether one is allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush during the day, Rav Soloveitchik would often comment that this is very relevant lahalacha. Because if you'll ask me, how do we assume lahalacha? Well, we assume like the Rambam Shita, Chumra, no? Right? We don't eat or drink before making Kiddush during the day of Shabbos, or Machmor for the Rambam Shita. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following ha'ara, however. Very common in our communities, that after davening, they will have a Kiddush. Is one washing at that Kiddush? Is one really having a full Suda Shabbos? Certainly not. A person will make Kiddush, a person will have mezonos. What is the basis of that particular practice? Earlier I mentioned the Sugya Misachim Nafkuf, that Kiddush must be the Makom Suda. So therefore, if that's true, how is it that we will make Kiddush and have mezonos after davening before our Suda Shabbos? So this indeed is a machlokas between the Gaonim, Tosus, the Gomagon. When we say that Kiddush must be the Makom Suda, what does that mean? What does the word Suda mean? A couple of possibilities. One possibility is the following. Suda means Suda Shabbos. You're sitting down to wash, you're having your Shabbos meal, the mitzvah of Oneg. Kiddush must accompany that meal. That is Kiddush, which is the Makom Suda. The other possibly, no, it's not true. When we assume that Kiddush is b'makom Suda, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to wash and you have to have a full Suda Shabbos. It means that no, that it's not sufficient merely to have Yayin, but more is necessary. Even Mizonos, for example, is sufficient for Kiddush b'makom Suda. This is what's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. Kiddush b'makom Suda, does that mean Suda Shabbos? Or does it mean additional achila, even though it doesn't fully constitute a Suda Shabbos at all? If you were to ask, what exactly is the machlokas? I would tell you the following. Kiddush l'makom Suda. What is driving this halacha? What is the mechayev? No? There are two possibilities. Is it a function of Kiddush, or is it a function of Suda? One way of understanding is the following. You know why Kiddush l'makom Suda? You're obligated to have a Suda Shabbos. We begin with the mitzvah Suda. You'll ask me, what makes it into a Suda Shabbos? No? The fact that there's Zmiras and Devarei Torah and the way that you dress, you know what makes it into a Suda Shabbos? You begin by making Kiddush. You conclude by reciting Ritzei and Berachas HaMazon. The purpose of Kiddush, the purpose of Ritzei is to be Koveya, to establish that this is a Suda Shabbos. That's one understanding of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. What is driving this halacha is Suda. And what makes it into a Suda Shabbos? The answer is by reciting Kiddush. I'll tell you a very different possibility. No, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush Midaraisa, as we mentioned, is Bidvarim. But the Chachamim wanted more than that. We should make the Kiddush that which is deemed as a Davar Chashuv, something which is more prominent. So therefore the Chachamim instituted Kiddush Alayayin. And additionally, the Rashbam writes himself in Al Kuf, that's why you have to have Kiddush, the Makom Suda. It's an enhancement of Kiddush. We begin with the mitzvah of Kiddush, even though you're right, you'll leave today's shir saying Kiddush min HaTorah is bedvarim, but the Chacham insists midrabban, and you enhance the Kiddush. And what is that enhancement? Yayin Suda. So is the purpose of Kiddush and Makom Suda to enhance the Kiddush, or is it to establish the Suda as a Suda Shabbos? Rav Soloveitchik explained these two possibilities should account for that difference. If you assume the first approach, that the entire purpose of Kiddush HaMakom Suda is to label the Suda Shabbos as a Shabbos meal, so therefore, as the Gomer writes, that Kiddush HaMakom Suda must be associated with the Suda Shabbos. If you assume that Kiddush HaMakom Suda is to enhance the mitzvah of Kiddush, then you could argue that enhancement does not necessarily have to be the full Suda Shabbos of Lecha Mishnah. If you have Yayin, you have Mezonos, that is sufficient as well for Kiddush from Makom Suda. These are the two deos that are in the Rashbam, Misachim and Daf Kuf. Whether it's a function of Kiddush, whether it's a function of Suda, and as such, the two possibilities. If you assume Suda,
then very reasonable to assume that the Kiddush accompanies the meal. If you assume it's an enhancement of Kiddush, that could explain our practice of making Kiddush after davening. We're not yet going to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, but we'll have Kiddush, Yayin, Mizonos, that meets the requirement of Kiddush Shemakom Suda. How do we hold Lahalacha? So the simple answer would be the following. That, you know what? We make Kiddush after davening. And therefore, that sounds like the second possibility, that it's an enhancement of the Kiddush. It doesn't have to necessarily be associated with the Chiyuv Suda. Rav Soloveitchik added the following dimension. No, maybe our practice is based on two possibilities. Possibility number one is the following, as mentioned, that maybe the reason for Kiddush Malkam Suda is to enhance the Kiddush. Good. Like the view of the Gonim against the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. Possibility number two is no. Maybe is the Gon and Tosus right? That's not true. Kiddush Shemakom Suda requires a Suda Shabbos. So how do you justify our practice of Kiddush after davening? The right. The right we mentioned earlier is that the Isra, eating and drinking, only applies to Kiddush at night. It doesn't apply to Kiddush during the day. So therefore we have dual coverage. No? On the one hand, we have the Sheet of the Gonin. This is Kiddush Shemakom Suda. Number two, even if it's not Kiddush Shemakom Suda, so therefore, there's no Isser of eating or drinking before Kiddush Rabba. So Soloveitchik pointed out, if that's true, if we insist on that dual coverage to Nafkamina's Lahalacha, Nafkamina Lahalacha number one would be the following, Kamin Sam Shul Simchas Torah night. No? Is it an option at night to make Kiddush and just have Mazonos? You're not going to get home until very late, you're not going to have your Suda Yantif at a much later hour. So look, let me do at night what we do during the day. Kiddush, Mizonos, later on I'll have the Suda. If we're relying on the view of the Gaonim, the Kiddush Shemakom Suda, it is sufficient to have Mizonos, that would apply at night and during the day as well. But as the Rav mentioned, if we need the Tziruf of the Ravid as well, then that only applies during the day. It wouldn't apply at night. And a further difference, the person has their Kiddush after davening, and now you come home, and you're about to have your Suda Shabbos. Is there any reason to repeat the Kiddush, the Bracha Borah Peragafen? If you're strictly relying on the view of the Gaonim, that this is Kiddush HaMakom Suda, no need to repeat, unless there is someone there who has, again, has not heard Kiddush. If, however, you're assuming that no, the two possibility, the dual coverage, that maybe really we'll assume like Tosfos Shita, like that of the Vilna Gaon, that Kiddush HaMakom Suda requires a Suda Shabbos. And the reason we're having a Kiddush is based on the Ravid as well, but there's no Isser of eating or drinking before Kiddush. But really, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush as of yet, because Kiddush requires a Suda Shabbos. Then when one returns home from Shul, to repeat the Bracha, Habara Pi Agafen, to repeat the Kiddush, to see to it that one fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush Shemakom Suda in that sense as well. These are just a few of elements of the obligation of Kiddush and Shabbos and Yantiv and Yom HaKippurim. It stems again from that pasuk of Zachar Yom Shabbos LeKavsho. Zechira means that it's necessary Shetei Shona B'Ficha to mark that remembrance with the 3 days in Rosh Hashanah, the Dvarim, Yayin, and Timon. Even though we assume Lahalach has mentioned that Kiddush B'Dvarim is indeed Kiddush Min HaTorah, but yet the fascinating Machlokas Achronim regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim, the issue that B'Tzlach and the Pnei Yoshua and the Shagasari discuss, exactly what role does tefillah play, the possibility of women, in fact, too, who can make Kiddush, but yet do not daven Marev, the great Kiddush of No Debi Yehuda. And our issue, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, as to the very nature, the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Is it Zochrei Zechira Shevach? Or is the Ramban writes that no, we're Mekadesh Leon. And even though the Kiddush of Shabbos is fixed, it's set, Kviya V'kaima, the model of Bechor tells us that sometimes we find, even though the Kiddush already exists, but nonetheless there is a mitzvah in the Torah as mitzvah l'Hakdisha. Controversial.